Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Hi, Fred Nelson for Community Comment. I have been reminiscing about my time as a volunteer fireman for the city of Eureka. The Eureka Volunteer Fire Department was organized in 1864 and grew as the city expanded. By the time I joined in the late 1940s, the organization had grown to about 200 members. I don't know how many paid firemen they had at that time, but the numbers were small. The first full-time paid firemen were hired in 1908. And the first full-time paid fire chief hired in 1946. 200 volunteers sounds like a lot of people to fight fires in a town the size of Eureka, but you have to remember that everyone was gainfully employed and not all could drop what they were doing when the fire alarm sounded. The volunteers were grouped into 8 companies. I was recruited by some of my fellow postal workers who belonged to Fire Company Number 3. This group was originally a hose company, but duties were changed to a salvage company whose job it was to cover furnishings and retrieve belongings from a burning structure. The biggest problem facing all volunteer firefighters at that time was lack of training and protective clothing. When you reported to a fire scene, the volunteer chief would assign you your duties and you hoped that you would have a trained paid man nearby to advise you when needed. No classroom training was available. No protective fire gear was issued. In 1953, the Firestone garage located at 6th and H Streets burned. It was a hot one, what with the tires and other flammable material. I reported to that fire dressed in jeans and a short-sleeved shirt. I was lucky enough to be assigned to one of 2 hose crews that were spraying water on the eaves of the post office to prevent fire from breaking out. All that water was falling right back on us, keeping the men cool. The full-time paid firefighter was equipped with protective gear, including helmet and boots, as they should have been. The volunteers showed great respect for them as they treated us well and never purposely placed us in a dangerous situation. It was a number of years before the Eureka Fire Department was equipped with air tanks and masks so they could enter a smoke-filled room without dire consequences. I remember another large fire on Lower East Street where I was assigned to help with a 2.5-inch hose line. The hose led up some stairs where the crew was wetting down an area to keep it from catching fire. The wind shifted and all of us were engulfed in thick smoke. One thing that you can't do is to make sharp turns with a fully charged fire hose, so we shut down the nozzle and used the hose as a guide to back down the stairs and into some fresh air. To be continued in 2 weeks. Fred Nelson for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.